Hello, I'm Kate Cox, and today I'm joined by John Armitt, CBE, Chairman of the Olympic Delivery Authority. The ODA is the body responsible for constructing the facilities, venues and infrastructure for the 2012 London Olympics. Mr. Armitt was appointed to the ODA in September 2007, bringing to the post extensive experience in building, civil engineering and industrial construction markets. Trained in Portsmouth as a civil engineer, in 1966 he took his first job as a graduate engineer with John Lang Construction. During his 27 years with the firm, he was involved in a number of important projects, such as the construction of the Sizewell B nuclear power station, ultimately rising to become chairman of their international and civil engineering divisions. From 1993 to 1997, he was chief executive of Union Railways, the company responsible for the development of the high-speed Channel Tunnel rail link, which opened in 2007. In 1997, he joined Custane as chief executive, moving to Railtrack PLC in December 2001. The following year, John became chief executive of Network Rail, which took over the running of Britain's rail infrastructure and embarked on a huge programme of track renewal and enhancement work, as well as the biggest public safety campaign in the rail industry's history. Mr. Armitt is a fellow of the Royal Academy of Engineering and the Institution of Civil Engineers, and is also chairman of the Engineering and Physical Sciences Research Council. He holds honorary degrees from the universities of Portsmouth, Birmingham and Reading. In 1996, John was awarded the CBE for his contribution to the rail industry. Today he is awarded an Honorary Doctorate of Science. Welcome, John, to the University of Warwick, and congratulations on receiving your honorary degree. Tell me first, if you can, about what receiving this award means to you.
Well, thank you, Kate. It means a great deal, because Warwick is a university which, particularly I think for those of us involved in technology and in industry, we've always held in very high regard. I mean, Warwick has a reputation in engineering, in manufacturing, in science, and particularly in management. And so it's one which people in industry always look to as one of the leading universities. That apart, it has actually become one of the top 10 universities in the UK in recent years, and a whole number of methods of measuring how you rate universities. So it's a great honour to be recognised by Warwick.
You've been involved in some massive engineering projects, but now you're focused on the Olympics for 2012. Tell me a bit about those projects. Which have been the most challenging? Which are you most proud of?
The Olympic Games is a very interesting project because on the one hand we talk about the delivery for the Games, but the expenditure for delivering and ensuring that is in total getting on for £9 billion. And that's a lot of money to have for a six-week party. So really we measure our success by the legacy and how will people regard London hosting the Olympic Games in 2020 and 2030. Will they regard it as a waste of money, or will they say, well, we've got something for it? So every time we've designed any of the stadia or any of the Olympic Park or the Olympic Village for the athletes, we've always had legacy in mind. We've also set ourselves very high sustainability targets. And the building, which I think probably will undoubtedly be an enormous legacy success, but has had a terrific sustainability record, is the Velodrome. The Velodrome is a 6,000-seat stadium where the architect, the engineer, the building services engineer all came together right at the beginning. And we've got that very unusual result, which is a building which everybody regards as being architecturally quite beautiful, but at the same time is sustainable and works extremely well. And I think that's been achieved by that team spirit approach of getting those three key designers together with the contractor appointed at an early stage and the four of them working together. So the Velodrome is one which I think will also have a terrific legacy. If you look at the Velodrome in Manchester, which was built for the Commonwealth Games, it's used 24/7. Cycling is probably the fastest growth sport or hobby, whatever you like to call it, in the UK today. And so I believe it will be immensely successful. Probably our most difficult building has been the Aquatic Centre, which is your classic, iconic architectural building, designed by one of the world's leading architects, but I would say at times a bit like the Sydney Harbour Opera House, which of course has phenomenally stood the test of time. I mean, it's still one of the most beautiful buildings in the world, but it was an absolute devil to build. And the Aquatic Centre is a bit like that. I'm sure it will be long regarded as a very beautiful building, but it's certainly been a real challenge to build for the engineers, particularly. The roof spans over 100 metres. It's 11 metres deep at its deepest point for structural reasons. And the walls, when it's finished, will be probably 20 metre high glass sheets. So it'll be a very fine building. And again, because of the popularity of swimming, I'm confident that it will do well in legacy. Our big legacy challenge has been the main stadium. Previous Olympic Games have all struggled to actually turn their main stadium after the Olympic Games into a successful venue. For Games, you need 80,000 seats. You need it because of the opening and closing ceremonies, and you need it for the final of the 100 metres. But to a certain extent, you don't need it that large all the time. And in fact, there aren't many football clubs or rugby clubs or anybody else who can actually get 80,000 spectators on a regular basis. With all that in mind, when we started off, we designed the stadium for the first time ever as a demountable one. And we designed it so that we could take off the top 55,000 seats and the structure which holds them up and leave ourselves with a 25,000 seat athletics track, which was a commitment which was made to the IOC when London bid for the Games, that part of the legacy would be an international athletics track. Today, of course, we've built the stadium and everybody says, oh, isn't it lovely? Surely you're not going to take it down. Can't we find a way of using it? And so there's been a competition running now for a few months, which has resulted in two Premiership football clubs now doing battle, West Ham and Tottenham Hotspur, as to who might take over the stadium in the future. And they've got different proposals. One doesn't really want the athletics track. The other one believes he can keep the athletics track. So it's becoming very political. You can see that it could potentially become almost the litmus test for how people regard the legacy success will be what happens to this stadium. And so it's becoming, as I say, really quite a hot potato, both not only from the sporting world's point of view, but very much, I think, also from our politicians' point of view. So one where we say, watch this space with interest.
Well, here at Warwick, we've got our own connections with the Olympics, as we've been chosen as one of the training grounds using the university facilities for the football teams and some of the other sports teams. So we're really pleased to have that connection, and we're delighted that you've accepted your honorary degree here today. Finally, what advice would you like to give to your fellow graduates here today?
Well, I think it's probably similar to what I said to them this morning in my brief speech after receiving my degree. The first thing is to always remember that you don't achieve things by yourself. You only achieve things through and with other people. That you are only ever part of something. You're not the only person at the party, as it were, and that the successful party, the successful project, the successful legal team, whatever it is a team. And that means that, in fact, you should look for and you should be prepared to give support to others when things are tough and when perhaps they're not performing quite as well as they normally perform. And you should remember that probably yesterday you didn't perform as well as you normally perform, and therefore mutual support is of vital importance. The other thing, I think, is self-confidence, self-belief. And I think if you can combine the two of having strong level of self-belief that you can actually do things, but at the same time not become arrogant with that self-belief, but recognize that actually you are just part of a team, then that's probably going to help you be successful.
Thank you for that insight. And we wait to see what happens with the bidding war for the Olympic Stadium.
Yes,
but thank
indeed.
You for your time today.
Thank you very much.